Yeah. Tony Marcos. What a great man of God. I have all sorts of special memories of my own, but I'm going to... Maybe we'll save some of those for downstairs. I will tell you this, a little story. Tony, some years ago, I don't remember when, I just really felt like someday I want to serve God in ministry, whether that was a missionary or a pastor or something. And I went to Tony and I talked to him about it. And you know what his advice was? Pray. And I've never forgotten. At the time, I thought, well, can't you tell me more? But that was it. And so, having been a pastor now here since 2001, you know, taking over as Tony moved on, I've come to appreciate the rigors of ministry, the joys of ministry, even the sorrows of ministry. And so I really appreciate all that Tony did, all that he went through, all that he sacrificed for so many people, and quite often not with a lot of thanks. I mean, he's got those now. You know, I think when he showed up in heaven, there was something like a well done, good and faithful servant. You know, and so, but I would like to bring just a message this afternoon, having to do with our lives. And you know, it's part of the reason sometimes when we get together to commemorate someone who's lived for God, someone who's gone on to be with the Lord, you know, it's really a time for us who are still here to reflect on life and to say, okay, so what am I going to do different? How am I going to change? And so I want to read a couple of things here, share a few things this afternoon. Psalm 103, verse 15 to 17. As for man, his days are like grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. I see some of them here. Tony Marcos was an example of faith, and as we heard Kim share some of those things, I remember some years ago I read a quote, a Christian author, Christian musician, artist who passed away probably 20 years ago of some kind of a cancer also, but in reflecting on her life and her ministry and all of those things, she had something to say. She says, your life will be measured not by the amount of money or power or fame you gain, but by the way you allow God to touch others through you. And I'll tell you, that's an example of our beloved Pastor Tony, a man who was willing to give of himself and for the benefit of others. And there's so many, I know there's so many that aren't even here this morning, but people who have been blessed, whose lives have been changed through that ministry of his. And it was really his willingness to say, okay, God, here I am. Use me. Send me. Amen. Tony was also, and we heard some of that Kim saying, Tony was a worshiper. He enjoyed praising and worshiping God and even making up songs. Yeah, well, Sarah, you remember. Yeah, you were there. I mean, I didn't find out until fairly late, but I got a chance to see Tony about a week and a half ago or whenever it was. And there's Tony laying in his bed, kind of half in and half out, but he starts singing a song about, something about heaven and about putting on the right clothes. And Sarah, you mentioned, you said, you're just making that up. Yeah, he was making up a song right on the fly. But you could tell by the song and by the words to the song, he was looking forward to moving on to his reward. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the other things, and this is maybe a little bit more unusual, but it's Tony, because of his life of service to God, because of his dedication to give his life for God and for for that service, he also became a target. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You know, a lot of times some of the ugliest things are said or done, and a lot of times people will do things and say things without even going to say, "Hey, Tony, I heard this about you," or "I heard that," and, you know, they wouldn't check it out. You know, we do have an enemy. I mean, we have a God who loves us, but we have an enemy who's called the accuser of the brethren. And I think so often there were things that Tony, you know, he took some hits that people didn't see, didn't know about, but it's the life of a Christian. If you're going to live for God and if you're going to live wholeheartedly for God, you will tend to be a target. That's not to scare anyone away, but, you know, it's all worth it all in the end when we see Jesus. And I'm sure, you know, if Tony were here, I'm sure he's probably listening in on what we're up to this afternoon here, but he's probably thinking, well, there's a lot of things I would do different if I had it to do over. Well, yeah, hello, that's all of us, isn't it? Anybody here have any regrets, any things that you may have done that you wish you could take back or do over? And Tony, I'm sure, had a few of those things. But yet, you know, along with the regrets, there's the repentance, that the coming to God and saying, "God, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at it the right way. I misspoke. I said things I shouldn't have said." And that there is repentance, as the Holy Spirit leads, there's repentance, and there is forgiveness available. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our faults, if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that is the God that Tony served, that's the God that we serve, a God who is willing to say, "All right, let's do it over. Let's start again. Let's, you know, you've forgiven, I'll cleanse you, and let's move on." By the way, when people are reminded of all of their failures, it's typically not God. If it's a failure that's happened, you know, it's God isn't saying, "Well, remember the time you messed up this or did that or said that." If we've come to God and said, "God, I'm sorry, you know, forgive me," It's history. The devil is always the one bringing it back up, saying, "Oh yeah, we know what kind of person you are. How dare you think you can serve God after what you did or said?" And I'm not trying to insinuate anything about Tony. Tony was a godly man. He really did live for God, and I appreciate his example and his pastoral ministry. As we came here when our kids were younger, I think, was it around 1994 or something like that when we came here, and actually to the church on 37th, and then we moved over to here. When I was up to visit Tony just a week or so ago, a little more than that, I remember praying on the way, driving from Milwaukee to Hartford. It's about 40, 50 minutes or something. And I was just saying, "Well, Lord, is there something that I can share with Tony, something that would be an encouragement to him?" And this verse of Scripture from Romans chapter 8 just kept on coming over and over again. And I remember coming into the room, and I was warmly greeted and welcomed by Tony. He was just, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here." But I said, "Tony, I was just praying, and I got a verse that I'd like to share with you." Romans 8:1, it says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And I remember Tony's reaction. I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was like it was like it was medicine to him, you know. But I know that he has experienced that. He's experienced the no condemnation, you know. Those who are in Christ Jesus, and I guess I want to highlight that part of it here this afternoon. The no condemnation promise from the Bible is for a select few. It's for His followers, those who are in Christ Jesus. And I know sometimes the wording there, you know, we gloss over things like that. But in Christ Jesus means, in Christ Jesus, it means you're wholly connected, wholly submitted And that's what Tony was. And so for him, you know, whether he had failures that he thought about in his own mind or you know, perceived or imagined, there was no condemnation, and there is no condemnation. And I know that when he went to see Jesus face to face, there was no condemnation. There was no, oh, you. Yeah, I know what you did. There was a, welcome, son. I'm glad you're home. I've been waiting for you. Amen. And I thought of another verse of scripture I scribbled down on my notes kind of late here, but those who are in Christ Jesus, the Apostle Paul said something like, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I know that that's where Tony was at, and I know that that's God's call to all of us. To be in Christ is to say, God, you and me, no longer me, but you, do your work. I want to serve you. I want to honor you. And I really believe that that is the call of every Christian. The call of God on the lives of people is he wants complete adherence and submission and service and faithfulness. Amen. No longer I who live. And so, you know, it's no longer, you know, what can I do and how come nobody said thank you and, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and kind of telling everybody what I'm doing for my own attention. It's all for Jesus. And I know that's where Tony was at. So much of what he did, he wasn't looking for the credit. I mean, he's received it now. And he's receiving it. He'll continue throughout eternity. Amen. The trials and difficulties of ministry for Tony, I'm sure were overwhelming, but they're also overshadowed by some of the joys of ministry and some of the blessings that come in serving God. You know, you can't pay for the peace that you get from Jesus. Amen. The peace that he gives, no one can take it away. And I know that Tony experienced that. I know that a lot of you are experiencing that also. Revelation, the book of Revelation is just really a kind of amazing book. A lot of pictures, a lot of things going on in there about heaven and, you know, these creatures flying around the throne and all of that. But there's a portion of chapter 7 which I know is precious to most believers. Chapter 7, verse 17, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen. No matter what we suffer, no matter what we go through, God is the one. To me, the visual, I tend to be a visual person. I read things like that and I can see it. And I see Jesus kind of bending down from his throne and going like this and wiping the tears away. And it's the picture of a shepherd, a gentle shepherd, a loving shepherd. Amen. The Lamb in the midst of the throne, Jesus, bending down to wipe the tears from our eyes. And even now, I think he's doing that to an extent. We'll receive it in all of its fullness when we meet him. Amen. And so, you know, to all of us, we are all here. Tony's on to his reward, but we are all still here. And we have a mission, a calling. There is a cloud of witnesses, Hebrews 12 talks about. Paul just got done talking about all of these great witnesses who did all these great things by faith for God, and some of them got sawn in two, and some of them, you know, a lot of things happened, and a lot of difficulties, but they accomplished and they overcame. And so Paul goes on in chapter 12 here. He says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all of these who are watching from the balcony of heaven, kind of looking down, going, yeah, keep going, keep going. It's worth it. It's worth it. Don't give up. I really believe that sometimes, you know, if we could hear heaven answering back, shouting back, sometimes saying, don't quit. You're so close. Life is just like this and it's over and you'll see Jesus. Now is the time to serve. Now is the time to honor God. Now is the time to give all your service, all your dedication, all your life, and all your love to Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. Sometimes we're dragging around stuff that we just need to cut the rope, you know, cut the chain off. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. I want to highlight that word endurance. That's one of those hard words in the Bible. Endurance, perseverance, hang in there till the end kind of words. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Amen. That is God's call to all of us here today, to run with endurance. So we ought not to give up, not give in, but declare the gospel, declare the good news of Jesus to the people around us. We know that there's a world of hurting people. And, you know, when we walk together in love and in unity and we declare the gospel of Jesus, there's power in that. There's power for God to come in and touch the lives of people and make a change. Amen. I just want to conclude with just a passage from Matthew chapter 11. And this is, I really believe, this is what Jesus is saying. And I think maybe those leaning over the balcony of heaven are saying, yeah, that's it, that's it. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, come to me. Amen. He will give the rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. The calling of God on us is not too heavy and too hard a thing. If we'll do our part, He'll carry His part. Amen. If we'll just say yes to Him. And if I can encourage you this afternoon, just to say, you know what, maybe today's a good day for me to say yes to Jesus. Now, and obviously in a room like this, there may be some folks here who this thing about serving God and loving God and giving everything for Him and surrendering to Him, maybe it's a little bit foreign. But I'll tell you what, it's the greatest life there is. Tony experiences, so many of you in this room have experienced the surrender to God and what the results of that are, the blessing, the joy, the amazing life that God has given us, and the even more amazing future that awaits. So I would just encourage you this afternoon, wherever you are at, if you're on fire for Jesus, stay there, keep going. If you're dealing with some battles and some struggles, keep pushing, keep fighting, keep praying, keep working for God. And maybe your life is a mess, but you know, you sort of tried Jesus, you heard about Him, you know about this guy in history that lived, and they put Him on a cross. Listen, that Jesus is alive today. He's alive and He's here to help us. He's helped us, and He's here to call us to say, come and surrender. So when He says, come unto me, I believe that's what He's saying right here and now. That's not just some words out of the Bible. That's Jesus Himself calling, saying, come to me. Amen. So, Sarah, if you want to just come up. We are going to close this portion of the events here today with just a song. We're going to just sing the first verse of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And it really is, when I started looking at it, it's sometimes old English, words that we are not as familiar with, but it's really a prayer, Holy Spirit, come, fount of every blessing, reveal to us who we are. Reveal to us Jesus. Amen. So why don't we stand up together and let's sing that. It's in your program there, that that verse there.